unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Well, here we are again. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener is our weekly opportunity. Every Wednesday at 11 o'clock, we stop down, sometimes for a full half hour and other times for 5 minutes. Sometimes it's that quick. Someone gets the answer. Today, it might take a little bit longer. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. So basically, it's easy to play along. And lots of people have been playing along for a long time without the ability to be the right one, the one that calls in and gets it right. The first one on the phone, by the way, to have the right answer is crowned the winner. Phone number, of course, 1-877-332-8255. And yes, you have to play on the phone. Texts, they're welcome. You can play along on the text line. I always get a kick out of reading the text, but you won't win that way. You have to call in to win. Phone lines are officially open now. Oh, and by the way, what are you winning? Well, bragging rights plus that awesome limited edition Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener t-shirt, thanks to our friends at Little Town Apparel. Now, in order to get going with the contest, we have to get the question, which means we've got to connect with last week's winner. Maggie Kolischuk is joining me by phone from Regina. Maggie, how are you today?
Hey, Evan. I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks. You are the crowned champ from last week. Has it been a good week for you?
It sure has. I have been busy bragging and going through the heartbreak of the Rams loss. And,
oh, yes. You're following that closely.
Of the Sask Riders win. So, yeah, it's been a fun week.
Ups and downs, right? Well, listen, not every week people can say they are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, but you did that last week. And the question, I'm just going to remind everyone the question from last week. Each year, people in a part of Scandinavia double us here in Canada when it comes to this. You knew the answer was?
Candy.
Eating candy. That's right. They had like 36 pounds of candy a year they eat in Sweden. It's crazy. But have you started Christmas shopping? Did I hear you're out shopping today, Maggie?
I am not. No, I'm working today.
Okay. No shopping yet. Okay. Well, listen, we are ready to go with today's question. If you have got the question, let's hear it.
I do. While not created for this purpose, this was used at one time for criminal opportunity.
Mm-hmm. This is a doozy today, Maggie. I think you've given us a tough one. I appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much for being a great champ, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Evan. Good luck, everyone.
All right. Maggie Kolischuk, last week's winner, this week's question. While not created for this purpose, this was used at one time for criminal opportunity. I think this is going to be a challenging one today, but you have proved me wrong before, so let's see how it goes today. 1-877-332-8255. Lorne was the very first one to call in from Moores Beach. Lorne, do you know the answer?
Well, being from rural Saskatchewan, anhydrous fertilizer was for fertilizer, but people used it to make crystal meth.
Hey, you know what? It's hard to argue with that. It's hard to argue with that, Lauren, but that's not what we're looking for. But thanks for getting us started off. So no, not fertilizer. 1-877-332-8255. While not created for this purpose, this was used at one time for criminal opportunity. Okay, let's go to Al in Regina. Al, thanks for calling in. Do you know the answer?
No, I don't, Evan. Sorry, I'm just thinking about that. No, I don't have a clue.
Okay, well, if someone jogs your memory and you think you know, you can always call us back, okay?
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Okay, let's go to Mark in Saskatoon. Mark, the question today, while not created for this purpose, this was used at one time for criminal opportunity. Do you know the answer?
Show me chloroform, Evan.
Oh, my gosh. These are such good answers, and it's tough to say no, but that's not the one that we're looking for.
Veterans.
I know, but thanks for calling in. Not chloroform, but You know, you can make the argument, can't you? 1-877-332-8255. Where am I going next? Let's go to Jason. Jason, where are you calling from?
Fillmore.
Fillmore, Saskatchewan. All right. What have you got for an answer today?
Not much. I'm going to go with coal chutes.
No. No, that's not it. But thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. We're going to go to Chinook Lake. Rob is on the line. What do you say, Rob?
I think every tow truck driver has a Slim Jim. They don't use them anymore.
Oh, my gosh. That is such a good one, because I remember back in my policing days, there was a couple of cops that had those in the bag, because every once in a while you'd have someone, you know, lock themselves in a car. We needed to get in to, you know, worried about their safety or whatever. So there would always be the call for a Slim Jim. For those that don't know what that is, basically like a little piece of metal you could slide down and unlock the door between the weather stripping and the window of the door. But yeah, tow truck drivers carry them, that's for sure. So it's not fertilizer, it's not chloroform, it's not a Slim Jim. Gosh, I got to tell you, every once in a while, our question to me, I can tell it's going to be tough. This one is tough today. Someone's going to get this. I know the question today, while not created for this purpose, this was used at one time for criminal opportunity. Could be a lot of different things. Let's see what Quinn in Saskatoon thinks. What do you think, Quinn?
Lockpicks.
No, but good guess. Lockpicks, kind of along the line of the Slim Jim. Yeah, good guess, but no, not lockpicks. 1-877-332-8255. We'll go now to Mark in Saskatoon. Mark, it wasn't created for this purpose. This was used at one time for criminal opportunity. What are we talking about?
Well, I know the reason they got rid of it was the $1,000 bill.
Okay, so you think that's what the answer is?
Yeah.
$1,000 bill. Good guess, but no, not that. 1-877-332-8255. I actually feel like I need to give it a hint. So, while not created for this purpose, this was used at one time for criminal opportunity. This was actually created as something fun. Let's say that. It was created as something fun off the start. But, like everything, somebody who's looking for sinister reasons to flip the script did that and use this for criminal opportunity. But originally it was created as something fun. 1-877-332-8255. Josh in Saskatoon, what do you think?
I was going to say cocaine, Evan.
Well, you could even with my hint, you could probably work that in, but no, it's not cocaine. Thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. The other thing I'll say about this is you don't have to go too far back into the future for this. Like, back into the future, back into the past. You don't have to go back too many years for this. This isn't something from 50 years ago. This is actually something in our relatively recent past. Within the last decade, let's say that. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, I've thrown out a couple of hints. It was created as being something fun. This has happened in the last decade. And the question today, while not created for this purpose, this was used at one time for criminal opportunity. I'd like to hear what Jason in Swift Current thinks.
I was going between hairspray and silly string, so I'm going with silly string.
Silly string, good guess. And how was it used for criminal purpose?
It was used to spray over top of trip wires. Yeah. Trip line.
Okay. I was thinking maybe surveillance cams or something like that, but either way, not the answer I'm looking for, but you and I clearly have sinister motives on how we could use silly string. 1-877-332-8255. Not silly string. Let's go to Layton now at Pike Lake. Layton, what do you think?
Well, I was going to say doorbell, but they've been around for a while.
Yeah.
A couple years. Yeah. Sorry, I don't have
to. No, okay, no problem. If something comes to you, you can always give us a call back. 1-877-332-8255. Gosh, this is a tough. I don't even know where this question came from, but this is a doozy today. While not created for this purpose, This was used at one time for criminal opportunity. My hints are it was created as the theory is this is something fun. You can enjoy this. And it's relatively recent. It's been in the last decade that this became a thing. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, where am I going? Cam in Saskatoon. Have you got an answer for me?
Well, you gave that hint with the last 10 years. Yep. Now, that ruined my answer.
Oh, geez, I hate when I do that.
I had the internet, but...
Yeah, good guess. Good guess. And so I'll tell you, it's not the internet, but the internet's somewhat involved in this, right? I think I can say that. So, okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I will have thought of a better hint. My two hints, it was designed to be fun. It's happened in the last decade. While not created for this purpose, this was used at one time for criminal opportunity. By the way, when this answer is given, I predict there's going to be a strong group of people that are going to go, I don't even know what that is. Because I would be one of them. I knew about it, but I don't know a lot about it. I don't know. Now I'm probably making it more complicated. Let's take a break. We'll come back and hopefully get Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener after this here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME. Welcome back to Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Now, I always say I keep an eye on the text line because inevitably what happens is as soon as someone gets it on the text line, it's an indication we're not far off from someone getting it in real life on the phone and someone has it on the text line. One person has it on the text line. So here's the hint. The question today is, while not created for this purpose, this was used at one time for criminal opportunity. I said it was originally designed to be fun. It happened in the last decade. And my last hint is it was a game. It was a game you could play using your phone, a mobile game. We'll call it that. 1-877-332-8255. I mean, that's got to get us there. Even if you didn't play the game, which I'm guessing there will be an overwhelming majority of people that didn't, me being one of them. But maybe you know about it. Let's start with Don and Moose Jaw. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, but I don't know what the game's called. You played it on your, you had hints and you went to places and you went by the clues and stuff.
Okay, well, I know, I think you're on the right line, but I gotta...
I just don't know what the game was called. I just don't know the name of the game. That's
yeah. I know, but I need the name, Don. Sorry, I'm going to have to keep going along here. 1-877-332-8255. Dave and Craven, do you know?
How about a scavenger hunt?
Scavenger hunt, great answer. But no, it's kind of, I mean, was it kind of a modern day scavenger hunt? I mean, in kind of a way, it was a game. You could play it on your phone, mobile devices. It was a mobile game. I've given that hint. I feel like I'm putting it on a silver platter for you. 1-877-332-8255. While not created for this purpose, this was used at one time for criminal opportunity. I'd really love if, number one, we got a winner, and number two, the winner actually played the game. Because then you could potentially explain it to me. Let's go to Kip in Rosetown. Do you know my answer?
No, I was going to say drones.
Drones, good guess. I actually saw that on the text line. A lot of people saying drones or 3D printers, but no, that's not what it is. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, next up is Brad in Saskatoon. Do you know, Brad?
Well, based on the previous answers, I'm going to say Pokemon.
Pokemon Go, yes. I'm going to give it to you. Pokemon Go was the game. Now, do you know what that is?
No, I don't. I remember people playing it.
Yes.
Like ashes and everything.
Exactly. So it was basically using the GPS on your phone or your mobile device to find these Pokemon, which were all over the place. In fact, I remember, I was just saying to Brett, producer here today, I remember in the summer of 2016, which is when this was released in Canada, I remember people flocking to this spot by the visitor center in Fort Capel because apparently there was some kind of a rare, I don't know what, Pokemon or whatever there. There's all these, we were driving by and all these people were out of their vehicles and had their phones out and we thought maybe they saw something, but no, it was Pokemon Go. I didn't play it, you didn't play it, but Brad, that doesn't matter. You knew the answer. You are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. And you're probably going, of all the ones to win on, I had to win on Pokemon Go. What's your last name, Brad?
Fleming.
And what keeps you busy in Saskatoon?
Well, I do appraisals for property loss.
Oh, okay. Good stuff. Well, yeah, thanks. So I appreciate you listening. Have you ever won this contest before, Brad?
No, I've phoned in, and usually the answer's always been guessed.
Right.
Or I'm completely out in left field.
Well, it's all a timing thing, and no one will now forever take away your T-shirt or your crown. Brad, you are officially Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Brad, I'm going to pop you on hold. Brett's going to talk to you off air, and we'll grab some information from you here, so just hang on. Don't go away. While not created for this purpose, this was once used one time for criminal opportunity. So Pokemon Go, this is the, again, you use your phone, GPS on your mobile device to go and find these Pokemon. But what happened is people that got on to how this worked were luring victims to a certain location, later hours, dark back alley, whatever, you can imagine it. They were luring the victims there and then robbing them. Because in some cases, people were, and I read a story out of ABC News in the States of a person who was so frantic to get to a location, they opened their car door, jumped out of their car, ran to the location on foot, left their car running, car got stolen. But there were numerous reports. If you just Google Pokemon Go and robberies, you will find reports of people basically, like so many things, using it for some sort of nefarious purpose. And that's exactly what happened. Criminals were using the app Pokemon Go to lure victims. So there was all kinds of warnings and safeguards that had to be put in place. Gosh, this was a tough one today. I'm happy and impressed Brad Fleming got it. I know we threw a few hints out there. And congrats to, I think it was Murray I saw on the text line. Even before I gave the hint that this was a game, Murray got the right answer on the text line. But of course, in order to win, you have to play along on the phone. Okay, we are going to take our break here. But coming up, another good challenge opportunity to chat with you and hear your thoughts on the TV show from when you were young. Great conversation we had at work the other day, and I thought, let's bring it to the air. The TV show that you used to love. But now, if you watch it, you realize, really not that good of a show. The substance is bad. The acting is bad. What would it be for you? I've got a couple of my own examples, but I'm curious to hear yours. Phone lines are open for you. 1-877-332-8255. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.